This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, October 2nd. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. Last Saturday, I encouraged anyone wishing to solve a problem or address a challenge to use a decision tree. This past week, I too approached some issues using this idea of a spreadsheet and listing pros and cons to reach my course of action. If 10,080 minutes of this week weren't enough to get you to your answers, that's okay. It's important to keep trying, to take time to reflect and discover what's important to you, and then start mapping out your path. Life's challenges strengthen us and give us opportunities to achieve our goals. A perfect example is a man who was born on this day, October 2nd, in 1869. He learned to write the alphabet in dust with his fingers. He was a less than average student. He rebelled as a teen and later developed a passion for self-improvement. He never read a newspaper until he was 18. He went against his religion and left his country to study law in England so he could earn what he hoped would be a good living for his family. However, he could only earn a meager living in his own country. So he took a one-year contract to work in South Africa and ended up staying there for 20 years. In that time, he experienced racial discrimination and was beaten and humiliated. From this, he emerged a man determined to defend his dignity, and from this, he developed a philosophy for life we all know and a name that lives on. Who, you may ask, was this social activist, this man who had little or no money, who lost his dad early in life and yet persisted in living his best? He was a catalyst against colonialism, racism, and violence. Yes, he was born October 2nd, 1869. It was Gandhi. Although he was assassinated in 1948, his name and his beliefs in nonviolence, enlightened liberalism, remain relevant even today. His social activism has always been an inspiration, and his words have united thousands. My decision tree has a title: How Can I Make a Difference While I Live? We all have an expiry date, and it's not known to us. The older we get, the more it's apparent that life's end approaches. I've always wanted to be a good person, as a daughter, as a friend, as a human being. I made a career of dressing women, counseling them on image in the hope that I gave them joy and confidence to be their best. I want to make a positive difference as I live, and now, as I enter the mature years of my life, I realize that even with my store, with this radio show, with whatever actions I take, I'll likely not be able to make a big difference. So in working my decision tree, I realize there is a strength in numbers, and that as a group, the mature adults that I reach can address problems we experience and see in life today. Fortunately, I don't have to build a platform to advocate for such things as better health care, eradicating age discrimination, funding home care, and other issues. There are problems to solve, issues to address, and I realize that the Zoomer family includes Moses Neimer, CEO of Zoomer Media and president of CARP, that's C-A-R-P. I was aware of CARP 20 years ago, joined about 10 years ago, let my membership lapse just because it was inactive and I had nothing to do with it. And now I'm excited and ready to learn how I can make a difference and be part of a huge group whose mission, like mine, is to make a positive difference in this world. Yes, each of us may have dreams and want to make a better world and leave a legacy. We each have a voice, and by joining together, we can be stronger. Our thoughts, views, experiences, all can have an impact on our actions, and we can go beyond just a desire to make a difference. We can act and find a way to change what needs to be improved. So now I'm planning to learn more about CARP, its advocacy, its community, and whatever benefits it offers. And as I learn, I plan to share with you a little each week. If you're not a member yet, my learning and sharing will give you facts to consider. And then perhaps we together can use CARP as a vehicle to improve the world for those who encounter challenges as they age. We can work within the structure that exists and has existed for many years. We can make things better in our world. Together, we are stronger. Now it's time to begin today's show. It's your opportunity to learn from your From a Woman's Perspective team of experts and empower yourself so you can take charge of your life and live it well. Each of us is here for you, and throughout the show, you'll hear of a number 416-504-6777. And you'll also hear the website, marylins.ca. That's marylyns.ca. These are your conduit to your From a Woman's Perspective team. Feel free to reach out to us and get whatever information you need. First up in this show is an important message, followed by Senior Wealth Advisor Darren Farwell of the Farwell Group, who'll join us and we'll talk about investing for retirement. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today, online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Being at home for this long has taught us you can never have too much comfort wear for every season and time of day. Marilyn has made being comfortable and stylish easier for all women with the launch of Marilyn's online store. Now you can shop from home at marylands.ca or arrange a shopping appointment with the wardrobe doctor as your personal stylist. The choice is yours. Shop online at marylands.ca or call 416-504-6777 and ask for Marilyn. Be comfortable in your own skin and in clothes from Marilyn's.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marylands.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, as promised, Darren Farwell of the Farwell Group joins us so we can learn more about investing tax efficiently for our retirement. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning, Marilyn. Well, what I'm going to talk about today fits well with the theme of, you know, being stronger together on teams on your side. I'm going to talk about, you know, tip for getting both spouses involved in family financial planning. At the Farwell Group, we specialize in helping clients generate a regular, reliable, tax-efficient income throughout their retirement. This includes a lot of couples. You know, of course, we have plenty of single clients planning for a lifetime of income as well. But one of the challenges that's different for couples is that in the very natural and efficient division of labor between the two, one is often interested and involved in investment and planning, financial planning, and one is not. And this was the case for Jack. Jack scheduled a virtual meeting with me because his neighbor had referred him to me. Jack was looking for a new financial advisor because his advisor was not providing the long-term planning he was literally asking for, as Jack said, begging for. During our discussion, I heard Jack say a few times that he was also frustrated, because his wife was never involved in any of their meetings, and this worried him. Jack had read the statistic that 70% of widows changed financial advisors within 1 year of the death of their spouse. And Jack recognized that that seemed like a really bad time to be making a significant financial decision like that. What the statistic really represents is a failure in the process of advisors in not planning ahead for contingencies that are likely. After all, 90% of women in Canada will at some point in their lives be responsible for their financial decisions themselves. It's simple. In general, women live longer. Jack would like his wife, Joanne, to be more prepared. But how? Joanne was not really keen on attending the investment meetings in the past, and his previous advisor didn't seem concerned about that. First, I assured Jack that this was by no means an uncommon situation. And second, I applauded him for recognizing that it would be in Joanne's best interest, his family's best interest, if we could find some way to connect Jack and Joanne with their planning at some level. So Jack and I discussed some ideas. In an ironic way, the virtual world foisted upon us by COVID has provided the opportunity for more connection because it's much easier and efficient to be part of a meeting and leave. Joanne doesn't have to stay there for the whole meeting. She can just pop in for the parts that are of interest to her. The specific things she might be concerned about, well, Jack was clear that she wasn't going to be interested in stocks or the stock market or rates of return or asset allocation. And so he reached out after Jack and I talked to find out the kind of things that Joanne might be interested in. And what he found out was Joanne's was very interested in Alzheimer's. Her mother had Alzheimer's, and Joanne was worried what would happen if that happened to her. Joanne likes to contribute to the Alzheimer's charity and would actually like to contribute more. She also wants to be sure that their kids can keep the family cottage if they want to. In fact, Joanne is concerned about investments and planning, but in her own way, not the same way as Jack and their other financial advisor. Jack and I decided to respect her approach and change the way he traditionally dealt with financial advisors to incorporate Joanne and her style. If not at every meeting, at least often enough to create a connection with the three of us. That way, if, when something happens to Jack, she will feel she has a person she can trust to be her guide, who knows her and will listen to her sincerely. So the plan is, during our next virtual call, Joanne is going to stop in for 15 minutes to talk about her concern about long-term care. Then maybe, probably, she'll leave. It's a good start in getting both spouses involved in the family financial planning. So if you don't have a written plan that talks about contingencies, get one. If your financial advisor isn't getting both of you involved in family discussions, importantly considering some of the unpleasant scenarios, find one that will. Make sure your family is prepared.
Well, it sounds like the philosophy of together you're stronger works. A husband, a wife, and a trusted advisor, and things can go smoothly and plans be made. If someone wants to talk to you about together being stronger, how do we reach you?
Visit us on our website, The Farwell Group, or call 416-863-7501.
Your contact information is on my website, marilyns.ca. And as always, you'll know that the Farwell Group is there for you. Ask your questions, get your answers, and then move forward confident that you've done your best. Thank you, Darren, for that information. Next, we'll speak with Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic, and she'll give us her weekly health tip. Then we'll chat with hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian and our Cupid, Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. Plus, Dr. Vivian Brown will join us. So lots more to follow, all from a woman's perspective, right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Why do they call them cookies anyway?
Seniors Tech Services. Computer classes for seniors in Toronto and the GTA.
I wonder what this button's for.
We'll teach you and everything else about your smartphone or iPad. SeniorsTechServices.ca. We also make house calls.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So, you know, we've weathered some serious concerns about our health, certainly over the last 18 months or so. And, you know, as we enter into fall, we can't ignore that there's still cold and flu season. And so it's really important this time of year to really support our immune system. Our immune system needs some extra love right now. So one concern certainly that we've been experiencing over the last 18 months is, you know, we've really been spending a lot of time sanitizing everything. And there's some research that suggests that when we expose our bodies to a lot of antibacterial, antiviral agents, it actually can weaken our immune system. And certainly we see, exposure to microbes, bacteria, parasites, and viruses, especially at a young age, really helps to build our immune system. So the question is, by getting all these exposure to all these chemicals, chemicals, has it really caused issues to our immune system? So one of the things we really want to focus on with certainly I do with my patients, is really is supporting the immune system. You know, one of the things I've been focusing on with patients is, you know, the importance of reducing our stress, because the emotions that we've been experiencing over the last 18 months really have a profound impact on our immune system. In particular, for our seniors, loneliness can really lower our resistance. And actually, one study found that loneliness can actually trigger cellular changes that reduces our immunity as much as other physical risks, things like obesity, for example. So stress can really reduce our immune system as well, and particularly chronic stress can alter our immune system. So a couple of things I really want to mention about how to support our immune system. The kind of strategies that I usually focus on with patients are things like focusing on fiber. A diet-rich fiber food diet really encourages development and maintenance of gut microbiome, which actually stimulates our immune cells. Sometimes I prescribe probiotics, for example, or even focus on probiotics in food to really help contribute to our gut bacteria. Or really focus on limiting sugar, because that can reducing sugar can lower our risk of type 2 diabetes and obesity, both of which can lower or weaken our immune system. I really like to focus on healthy fats, and really focus on exercise, staying rested, and if necessary, certain supplements can also be used to help increase and really support our immune system. So if people are interested and want a little bit more information about how to support their immune system, they can certainly give me a call. My number is 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
And that information is on my website, marylins.ca, 905-707-2001. A complimentary consultation by phone or in person, all you have to do is speak to Dr. Betty, and you'll learn how to support your immune system. Thank you, Dr. Betty, and look forward to learning more next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
I'm Catherine Wilking of Feng Shui Designs. A messy space can cultivate stress, yet furniture and pictures placed just so can provide easy function and flow. My gift to you today, 10 ways to raise the chi energy in any space. It's available on my website, catherinewilking.com. Feng Shui, it's practical and it works.
Working together, a team effort, can be a force for change. However, when you can't hear clearly what others are saying, you can't respond logically, because you listen, but you don't get the whole story. Fortunately, someone who's passionate about helping each person hear their best and knows how best to help make it happen is hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto, and he joins us now. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. I like today's theme of working together because it made me think of life's many great stories. These stories always have a group of people that come together for the greater good and move forward together. Now, whether we're talking about Luke and Obi-Wan Kenobi from Star Wars, or Frodo and Gandalf from Lord of the Rings, there's always a coming together of the hero and the sage. Now, we like to think ourselves as the sage in our story, where we have people come to us so that we can guide them and enable them to live their best lives. Which brings me to my happy story for today. We recently successfully guided a gentleman by the name of John. Now, John came to us by means of a friend's referral. He had a set of hearing aids which simply were not helping him hear. They were generally unsatisfactory since he bought them several years ago. He was skeptical about what we were able to do. He knew he needed to do something, so he agreed to participate and try our solution that we offered him. John was very specific in what he wanted. He needed things to be kept as simple as possible, so we offered an easy-to-use, in-the-ear model of hearing aid, which was discreet and highly functional for his needs. At his follow-up, he commented just how much more clearly he was able to hear everyone and everything that he wanted to listen to. He was also so happy with how easy they were to use and loved the fact that they didn't get caught in his face masks. John is looking forward to attending live music events again, where he truly loves to be.
So John is happy now because his old hearing aids work, or did he get new ones?
He got some new ones.
So it depends on what happens, what you advise, and if someone wants to talk to you about their hearing and hearing aids to see if they can perfect their old ones or if they need new ones, how do we reach you?
The best number to reach us at is at 416-754-4327.
416-754-4327. It's important that you hear the sounds in your life, and then you can respond and take part. So do look after your ears. Edmund Ivazian, Hearing Instrument Specialist, Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, are all you need. 416-754-4327. Thank you, Edmund.
My pleasure, Marilyn.
When you speak with others and they respond sincerely, you build bonds of friendship. And when you wish to have more than just a friend, you may need help to meet someone new. Our Cupid matchmaker Linda Miller and her team at Misty River Introductions work together to help anyone ready to have a fresh start and meet their match. To explain a little more about how Cupid works, we have matchmaker Linda Miller with us now. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So I just wanted to tell you a little bit about Al and Joanna, who are an interesting couple. I actually was very surprised last Thursday when Lorena told me they'd put their files on hold for each other, because I remember clearly the day several weeks earlier when Al had called in and we told him about Joanna, and he'd been adamant that this person was not, you know, this person had totally different ideas about things. They didn't seem to have, you know, the right profile that he'd be interested in. So Lorena, who's very diplomatic, explained to him, you know, people are more than a written word. You really have to get to know them and maybe have a conversation with them on the phone to see whether or not you might have a connection. So she did, to some extent, talk him into Joanna. Anyway, the interesting thing is they both called us this week, and I talked to him on the phone today, and I mean, he couldn't say enough about how fabulous she was and all the things she'd accomplished in her life. And she is somebody that really has accomplished a tremendous amount and has a really, really interesting life. And he was telling me things about her that I had no idea. And so he was obviously very taken, and they got together and they're getting together again this week, and just very excited for them. And it just goes to show you, you know, sometimes people aren't great at picking for themselves. Sometimes it helps, you know, if you have a friend, great, that can pick a partner for you or pick somebody they think you'd like. But a lot of people don't have that, and all their friends are married, and, you know, they're not out at parties right now or out at the gym or out doing things where they might meet someone. So really what we do is we provide an opportunity for you to come in contact with people you otherwise would never meet in your regular social circle, especially now that our social circles are so small. And I know that was the case for Al and Joanna. They've quit going to the gym. They've quit even, she was doing a walking group and a biking group, and she's not doing that anymore. So it's great that they've met, and I'm really glad that Lorena persevered and said, no, this is somebody you need to meet.
Well, it's good that you have a team of Cupids at Misty River Introductions. If someone wants to call and find out more about meeting that special someone, how do we reach you?
So the best thing to do is give our office a call. We're at 416-777-6302. There's also a toll-free number on our website at mistyriverintros.com. There's also a talk feature on there where you can actually type in questions, and you're talking to an actual person. So it's not a computer you're speaking to. So it's always nice. Sometimes people are a little nervous about picking up the phone the first time. So if you want to ask any questions, we're always happy to answer that. And I'm always happy to do a free consultation. And the interesting thing right now is that I'm actually back meeting people in person. So I plan to be in Toronto, and I'm going to be in Toronto quite a bit doing interviews. I'm here right now, and I'll be here till late in the day tomorrow. So happy to sit down and do a free consultation. And, of course, I do travel around different areas and interview people. And I'm really happy to be back doing that and meeting people. It's so much easier to match people I've had a chance to sit with and get to know a little bit better.
Well, our Cupid, Linda Miller, is happy to talk to you in person. All you have to do is call her at 416-777-6302. Thank you for sharing that happy story, Al and Joanna. We'll lead updates as it goes forward. Let us know when the wedding happens. All the best to you.
Thanks. Have a great day.
You Bye too, now. And talk next week. Next, we'll get our weekly tip from Dr. Vivian Brown, and then learn how you can enjoy sharing your life happily with others by living life like it's golden with home sharing expert Dorothy Mazzeau of Golden Girls Canada, followed by realtor Melanie Martin, who'll give us her deal of the week, and feng shui coach Kathy Wilking, who help us add light to our lives and more. All from a woman's perspective, right here on Zoomer Radio.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly health tip. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. I thought today we would talk about exercise, but I wanted to put it into context. You know, we often talk about the need to do 30 to 45 minutes of exercise to get that aerobic benefit for your heart, and the Heart and Stroke Foundation suggests that you do that most days of the week, so about 4 out of 7 days. But we know that exercise enhances your thinking, sharpens your memory, and helps safeguard brain health. And we also know by some of the research that even as little as 10 minutes a day, now imagine that, 10 minutes out of your whole day of exercise has a benefit for your brain. It's when you exercise that you get better blood flow to the hippocampus, the part of your brain that has to do with memory. You get new connections in your hippocampus, and it's that hippocampus that really has to do with memory loss. So if we're trying to protect ourselves from Alzheimer's and other forms of dementia, we want our hippocampus to be working really well. And one of the ways to safeguard that is to exercise even as little as 10 minutes a day. I think we can all do that.
Practical information again. We learn how to reduce the risk of Alzheimer's with your book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, is a bestseller. I have signed copies at my store, Marilyn's. Anyone who wishes to order can simply call me at 416-504-6777. Or Dr. Brown, where else can we find it?
It's online at Amazon and Indigo. It's your bookstore. Your store, Marilyn, has signed copies. I'm happy to share. And smaller bookstores will order it for you. So I think it's a really good guide for women to start making time for themselves. Even little changes can have a great impact. And that's what today's discussion has been all about.
8 proven ways to keep you vibrant, happy, and strong. A New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. Solid information from Dr. Vivian Brown. Ask for the book at your bookstore or call me at 416-504-6777. Thank you, Dr. Brown, and I look forward to learning more next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
As the last of your tension drips away and Pierre has magically pressed out the last knot right before you checked, double-checked, and rechecked just how beautiful your hair, makeup, and nails look, a splendid sigh. will surface. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Spa. For a complete list of services, call 416-925-6306. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Center on Yonge, just south of St. Clair.
It's possible to live life like it's golden when you share your home with one or more people. It works when you find the right people and set the right parameters in place right at the very beginning. Today, we're going to learn how to start a Golden Girls home with a home sharing expert, Dorothy Mizzou of GoldenGirlsCanada.ca. And she's here right now. So good morning, Dorothy.
Good morning, Marilyn. We're going to talk about the how of how to start a Golden Girls home or how to create a really successful home share. And really that leads right into the workshops that I do because that is the focus of those. We talk about to start with what is a Golden Girls home or what is a shared home and then why would people want to do it? And we certainly talk about that a lot on your show. But the workshops really dig into how to do it in a really successful way. And we cover basically four different areas. The first one is really looking closely at how do you like to live? Because it's really, really important to be aware of what's important to you and your lifestyle. You know, whether you entertain a lot or like it quiet at home, a whole range of questions, about 16 questions we talk about. And then once you kind of get a feeling for what's important to you, then you can go about attracting the right homemates. And you can do that on my website. It's really easy because if you become a member, there is a whole section to fill out a profile for yourself. And we'll go over that on the workshop as well. And you could always use the same information to write an ad for yourself. If you're going to post it in the supermarket or if you're going to put it on Kijiji or Craigslist, but the website is really, it guides you through the steps to do that in the workshop we do as well. And then what to do when someone responds. Okay, you've put your ad up on the website and somebody emails you and, oh, what do you do now? Well, then at the workshop we go through all the steps you would do to make sure this person's going to be a good fit. So every step of the way, we guide you how to do that. And then the final step is writing a home sharing agreement. Make sure that you include everything that is important to you in how you share your home, or if you're going to live with someone else, what's important to you to have. And you make sure you document it, just so it's really clear, and that gets you started off on the right foot. And then we talk about, you know, what does it take to make a happy home? What's important? I mean, things as basic as following the golden rule and being kind to each other. But it starts with finding people that are compatible, because certainly there are many people that you may like and you respect them. But to find people that are compatible with you, your friends might love them dearly, but they might drive you crazy if you tried to live with them. So it's important to really look at the lifestyle piece. And we really focus on that at the workshop, as well as just doing the basic due diligence that you would do even if you were going to rent a place in terms of income and, you know, reference checks to make sure this is a nice person, which you certainly can do. So, yeah, we dig into all of that at the workshop.
And the workshop, I believe, is next Saturday, October the 9th at 12:30 on Zoom. Am I correct?
Yes, that is right. We are still doing the workshops on Zoom at this point, and that means we could reach right across the country. I've had people attending as far away as Alberta, but most people are in Ontario, where we're located.
And if someone just wants to talk to you and learn a little more about Golden Girls lifestyle, what number can we reach you at?
They can call 416-550-4015.
416-550-4015. GoldenGirlsCanada.ca is the website, and that information is on my website, Marilyns.ca. If you're interested in learning more, call Dorothy and perhaps sign on for the Zoom workshop, 12:30, Saturday, October the 9th. You'll learn things you might not have known, and it will make the golden lifestyle something you might entertain and enjoy. Thank you, Dorothy. I look forward to speaking to you next week.
Yes, thank you, Marilyn.
Now for those who are drawn to peaceful life, near nature and away from the city, Realtor Melanie Martin, who's an experienced realtor with a vast knowledge of what properties are available north of Toronto, joins us with her Deal of the Week. Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning, Marilyn. And yes, I do have a deal of the week. And I would say it's extra special because I think it would be great for retirees or maybe someone that wants to get out of the city and have a sort of a split-level bungalow so you don't have the stairs per se. But you've got a property here that is 100 feet by 400 feet. So imagine the garden and the outdoor shed you could have in the back, room for a pool and room for the grandkids to come and play. It's only about 10 minutes outside of the city of Orillia, which is only about an hour and 10 minutes north of Toronto. So I'm going to say what was really nice about this, it's a 1,700 square foot home with three bedrooms and two full washrooms and some finished basement area. There's been some upgrades, but I'd say it probably needs a little bit of TLC and the landscaping as well. But there is a little outbuilding in the back. So here's what I'm going to say. The best part of this right now is the price. This one is only $549.9.
And you need to repeat that. $549.9? I don't believe my ears.
Yes, $549.9. That's why I picked it out. I don't think it's going to last long. I'd say yes, give me a call and I'll show it to you today.
Wow, I'm sure it'll get sold quickly because in Toronto, that doesn't even buy an empty lot. The phone number to speak to you, Melanie?
Yes, please call me at 1-800-357-4193.
1-800-357-4193. Definitely properties decrease in price when you head north of the 401. And Melanie Martin has her hand on the pulse of the market. And this is a gem. 100 feet deep, did you say?
No, it's 100 foot frontage by 400 feet deep.
Huge lot. Lovely bungalow. You can put your own mark on it because it needs a little love and care. $549.9. Call Melanie, get the details, or tell her about your dreams and she'll make them happen. 1-800-357-4193. Thank you, Melanie. I look forward to your deal next week.
Yes, thank you, Marilyn. I wish everyone a lovely week.
Now our feng shui coach, Catherine Wilking, joins us so we can learn how to create harmony in our lives and in the spaces we occupy and more. Good morning, Catherine.
Hi, Marilyn. Thanks so much for inviting me today.
Pleasure. Look forward to learning about feng shui.
Well, we've been talking about the new changes ahead, and you mentioned that too. And as we move into fall, we're enjoying the fall colors and we're prepping for the hibernation ahead and looking forward to holidays. But sometimes holidays can be tough for some people. Being alone or missing family is more common than you think. And, you know, everyone's got a story. I'm just going to share in my case. I have two grown sons and one's a paramedic in Hamilton. And the other son is working in the States. But with all the rules with travel and pandemic stuff, my husband and I will be without our boys again this year for Thanksgiving. And we miss them, but we learn to cope. So I want to share a few things with you, because this is where some feng shui comes in. So feng shui is a way to shift things in a way so that you can still take charge and feel good. And as for those missing family members, I'm suggesting that you go ahead and celebrate anyways. And consider planning an amazing Thanksgiving meal for yourself and maybe invite a friend or a neighbor over. And you can make it into a special day. You can cook the things that are your favorites. You can use the fancy dishes, put on a special outfit you haven't worn in a while, and makeup and jewelry, just go all out. And when you set the table with a centerpiece, candles and napkins to boot, all those things that you need to turn the day into a special event. Change is important, so plan ahead and make this a visual reminder that this day can be different from your regular days. It's important to make that energy shift. And if you feel like reaching out to others over the holidays, they will certainly be happy to hear from you.
Well, you create harmony both in life, in homes, and even in workplaces. If someone wants to speak to you about feng shui, whether it's a personal program or a self-study program or a group class or perhaps a consultation, how do we reach you?
Wow, you're right. Thanks for the plug there here. Join me next week, Thursday, our new self-study classes. And this fall, again, we have Love Your Home Again. You can get more information on my website, katherinewilking.com, or call me and ask any questions at 905-599-2693. So plan ahead for next weekend.
905-599-2693. Our coach, Katherine Wilking, can teach you about feng shui, and you can create balance and happiness in your life and lessen the stress. Thank you, Katherine. Talk to you next week.
Awesome. Have a good week. Bye now.
You love your neighborhood, you love your home. If it's getting to be too much to handle, share it. Golden Girls Canada is a resource for shared living for single, mature adults. Start living life like it's golden. Go to goldengirlscanada.ca.
Vaginal changes due to menopause are normal, but painful intercourse, bladder infection, soreness, and dryness don't have to be, thanks to a gentle laser therapy offered by FemRenew that can save millions of women from suffering silently. Visit FemRenew.ca to discover a non-hormonal treatment that's safe and cutting-edge without any cutting at all. A vaginal procedure so advanced, you'll be in and out in 5 minutes. Explore FemRenew.ca and experience the new normal.
Now I'm back as Marilyn West and your wardrobe doctor. As winter approaches, there are people who don't have winter clothing. They also may need work attire. Holding on to things you no longer need or will never wear just keeps your closet stuffed. Now is the perfect time to review your fall-winter attire and release whatever doesn't fit you or make your heart sing. The clothes that don't fit the you are today will fit someone else and make them happy. Please log on to my website, marilyns.ca, for my closet organizing instructions and spend some time reviewing all your clothes. If you need my help, I'm a phone call away. You've heard the number before, 416-504-6777. I'll gladly be your wardrobe doctor. And if you wish to meet with me and have me as your personal stylist, all you have to do is call me and set a date and time to visit my store. We'll pull your best look together. Marilyn's is now open only by appointment, so we have the time to spend and enjoy doing a wardrobe that makes you look and feel your best. There won't be any charge for the appointment. What you don't keep in your closet can go to your friends, family, and to people who need it in your community. Contact information for organizations who will welcome the clothes you wish to give away are listed on my website at the top of the sponsor expert list. Marilyns.ca is where you'll find it. It's up to you to edit your wardrobe and then give your excess to any good cause you wish to support. Also, I'll remind you that the next bra clinic is Saturday, October 16th. So if you wish to experience the amazing healthy bra, just call me at 416-504-6777 to book your time. The healthy bra will improve your posture and it will have a positive impact on how your clothes look on you. Now I'll take a moment and I'll return as Marilyn West and your host. And we'll chat with Christine, the health coach, Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile, and accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of the Total Access Center. I am Marilyn West, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio.
Being at home for this long has taught us you can never have too much comfort wear for every season and time of day. Marilyn has made being comfortable and stylish easier for all women with the launch of Marilyn's online store. Now you can shop from home at marilyns.ca or arrange a shopping appointment with the wardrobe doctor as your personal stylist. The choice is yours. Shop online at marilyns.ca or call 416-504-6777 and ask for Marilyn. Be comfortable in your own skin and in clothes from Marilyn's.
Now our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. I'm going to speak about balance today. Balance can be described as the ability to distribute your weight in a way that enables you to hold a steady position or move at will without falling. Static balance helps you stay upright when standing still. Dynamic balance allows you to anticipate and react to changes as you move. Both types of balance work to keep your center of gravity, the point at which your body weight is evenly distributed. Now, there's a real use it or lose it component to maintaining your balance. Whether you're looking to prevent balance issues or to reverse them, You need to challenge your balance on a regular basis. It's important to select safe, effective exercises that can improve your balance, flexibility, and strength. With practice, almost anyone can achieve better balance. What's more, the full blend of recommended activities can help you build better awareness of your body and surroundings, boost your confidence, and tune up your heart and lungs to keep you healthy and independent. So for more information on how to get started on a balance program, call me at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com.
That information is on my website, marylins.ca, but I'll repeat the number, 416-809-4084. Good balance, no falls, you'll be smiling, and you'll be better fit if you speak to Christine, the health coach. Thank you, Christine.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Moving seniors with a smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marylins.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Planning a move usually doesn't bring a smile to one's face. Rather, most of us find it overwhelming. However, when you deal with an experienced senior move manager with a dream team who can make any move large or small seamless, you can relax and actually enjoy your move. From a Woman's Perspectives team has Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile, who takes the stress out of moving, and she joins us now. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Marilyn. Thank you for your kind words and your introduction and your earlier comments. There's strength in knowing that there are other well-intentioned, good people out there with you and behind you, no matter your age and what whammies life may be throwing your way. A lot of the feelings of overwhelm that come with a move are essentially from feeling alone and ill-equipped to handle the extra load, both physically and emotionally. And especially can be so when your move's into smaller space. Some of our older clients share stories with me about their friends' moves, and not surprisingly, the ones who tackled things on their own experienced quite a few more hiccups than those who engaged the services of experienced experts. The do-it-yourselfers took measurements, decided on their own what could fit into their new space. The truth be known, some of their items are still in boxes, packed, because there's no room to put them away. Another of these friends was disappointed to see that her much-loved credenza didn't look quite as good in her new light and bright suite as it once did in the old, considerably darker dining room. She just hadn't thought about that. These folks discovered that what they thought they'd need in their new home was taking up precious real estate in tiny cupboards, and opening their now two-jam closets is scary. A savvy dream team can knowledgeably lighten your physical load when you're relocating to smaller space and can remove a lot of the emotional hurdles as well. I received a lovely email this week from a grateful daughter who, with her partner, worked with us as we helped her mother to move into a retirement residence 6 weeks ago. Dear Lori, sorry to take so long to write this, but Julie and I took a break at the cottage and really relaxed for the first time in months, knowing that Mom is now safe and happy in her new home. We simply could not have achieved everything without all your help. You told us when we met you have a dream team, and every single one of them came through for Mom. She chose the items that mean the most to her. You found good homes for the rest of her stuff, and you guys did an amazing job arranging her photographs so that she felt right at home. You really listened to my mom, and you knew the right people to help at every stage. We couldn't be more delighted. Thanks again, and you'll be hearing from us next year when Julie's parents are ready to start on their place. Wishing you all the best, Sal.
So, if anyone wants to talk to you about a move that's coming up and lessening the stress of that move, how do we reach you?
You can call me at 416-697-8106.
416-697-8106. 8106. Lori Bell and her dream team at Moving Seniors with a Smile. They'll make your move much easier and you'll enjoy it and be left smiling. Thank you, Lori. Speak to you next week.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Now, as winter approaches, it's the perfect time to make certain that there are no hazards or accidents waiting to befall you or anyone you welcome to your home. Accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of the Total Access Center specializes in identifying hazards, determining the best action, and then putting it together so you have a true, clear understanding about what needs to be done and why. And he's with us now. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. And you nailed it on the head. It sure is the perfect time right now, just before it gets too cold outside, to make some accessibility adjustments on the outside of your home to make your life hazard-free and safe-free. And I want to zone in on something I talked about a couple weeks ago, and that's adding a railing to your main entrance going into your house. And if it's something you don't have right now, or maybe you do have one and it's wobbly or it's not installed correctly, it's time to get it fixed before it gets too cold. Because sometimes for a railing, we have to put posts in the ground, which require concrete. And if it's too cold, the concrete can't cure in the ground. If it's just on the brick wall, we can do it any time, but you want to get it done before that snow hits so you're safe and you're worry-free. Now, for some people that it's too difficult to maybe even climb your stairs, if you don't have too many steps, we could even put in a portable ramp so you can go up and down your stairs and avoid that step and that risk of falling. So we have many different options, different styles of railing, different styles of ramp, and I want to work together with you to make sure you have a safe winter and you avoid a fall completely.
Well, I know that you identify hazards throughout the house and you have the Total Home Safety Check. So before I let you go, can you just tell us a little about that?
For sure, and now's the perfect time to plan for anything interior as well. If you are looking to do a bathroom renovation, whether it be something regular or make it accessible, make that space nice and large, take out that bathtub that you never use, and put in a walk-in shower. This is what the Total Home Safety Check is all about. We go through your bathroom, we can look at the kitchen, I can give you many different ideas on how to make it better for you to use, get rid of hazards in your home. We do a whole safety check of the entire home, top to bottom. I give you a full written report and prices so you know what it's going to cost to make some renovations in your home.
And how much is this Total Home Safety Check?
So it's $89.95, and you get everything I just said. But can I give away a show special, Marilyn?
Of course. I always want one.
Okay. So I'd like to give the Total Home Safety Check away for free for the first three callers this week. So it's usually $89.95. And if you call me right now, you'll get yours for free, first three callers. 647-206-6409.
647-206-6409. If you want a hazard-free home and you want safety indoors and outdoors, all you have to do is call Daniel Wiskin. He'll identify those hazards and he'll give you solutions. And the first three callers will have the Total Home Safety Check for free. 647-206-6409. Ask for Daniel. Thank you, Daniel, and speak to you next weekend.
Thank you. Looking forward to it.
Once again, time to say goodbye and thank you. Thank you to all the healthcare workers and essential service providers. And thank you to Kelly, Carlos, Duncan, and the production team. And thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts. And a very special thank you to you for making time to spend with us this hour. So our 60 minutes together are now almost over. You now have 7 days, 10,080 minutes, in fact, a full week to look around, to assess your life, and decide your next steps. In just 90 days, it'll be 2022. Each of us can make use of our time, set goals, and map a way to get there. If you, like me, want to make a difference, we can join forces to support good causes, to create awareness, to change laws, and be advocates for good. There are many organizations that welcome your help, your donations of time, money, and talent. It's up to you to determine what ones you'll work with and for. I know that one I'm interested in learning more about and working with is CARP. I want to help eliminate ageism. I want to lift the curtain and be seen, not disappear because I'm over 60. Our golden years can be rich with experience and we can leave this world better than it was when we arrived. We just have to collaborate with others and realize we don't have to do or be alone. Together, we're stronger. Our voices can be heard and our messages can be loud enough and carry enough weight to affect needed change. Remember Gandhi, his birth, October 2, 1869. He created the movement whose hallmark was nonviolence. It perhaps was the biggest mass movement in the world to date, and it still resonates in our time. In recognition of Gandhi's contributions, the United Nations has declared this day, October 2nd, as the International Day of Nonviolence. One man left his mark, and we each in our own way can leave ours. Log on to marylands.ca, the sponsor expert list, and click the link to CARP and explore the opportunities it offers. I'll be learning and sharing with you here weekly as well. Do take time to reflect and work on all aspects of your life, and don't give up on what inspires you. Rather, find the people who are able to stand with you and help you accomplish what you desire. What you and I do can make a difference. Our actions can help others through this pandemic, this coming winter, and beyond. It's our time. We can address the problems and deficiencies and fight for right. We can join together to make changes, and while we do, we can enjoy one another and the time we spend pursuing what interests us. So think about what you have heard in this hour, and do what your heart and mind take you to. Enjoy your day. Have a great week, and please plan to join me and your team here again next Saturday at 8. In the meantime, stay safe, be well, until we speak again from a woman's perspective on Zoomer Radio. Bye for now, and remember, together we are stronger, and your voice does matter and will matter.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.